It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and thank you so much for joining us today. We are thrilled to have you with us. I am joined today by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Monsieur Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting a little bit with you about options on gold futures. So if you have any questions for Mark as he works through the content, plug it into the chat box right underneath the video box there, and I'll be happy to shout out your questions. Mr. Mark.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
We're talking metals today.
All right, we're going to talk a little gold today. I just hit share screen, but I don't think it's working yet. Let me know when you see it.
Yeah, I see the Sheridan TV. Yep.
You see it back here?
Looks good. Yeah, there's your toss.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about futures. Of course, futures is something you have to really be educated on, have to be approved on by your broker. So a lot to learn before you ever try these. Certainly paper trade. These aren't trade recommendations. They're just kind of ideas
right.
that I have, opportunities you might find. And a good place to go, of course, cmegroup.com. Tells you all about the contract specs, how delivery's done, and
all that good
that
stuff.
Type of thing. So you're ready if you hang around too long and get 100 troy ounces on your doorstep, and along with a big fat bill of 100 and something thousand, right? So be expensive.
That's right.
So the thing about gold, as we can see here on this chart, at least I hope you can see, let me move this over to the other side. Of course, it had a huge move the other day with the hot numbers on inflation.
Yep.
Gold has been a classic, of course, store of value and hedge against inflation, or at least people feel like it's one. Gold has, you know, maintained its value, even though other things haven't. I don't know how many of you know this, but for instance, in the Roman era, Roman Empire era, Caesar's time, a really nice toga, men's suit, would cost you about an ounce of gold. Now think about that today, an ounce of gold trading around $1,350. What if you went out and bought a really nice suit? What would it cost? Well, certainly $1,350 would be reasonable for a really nice
Easy.
Suit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's changed? Gold hasn't changed.
Right.
Right? It's just the money around it. The countries print money without relationship to gold. So
you mean the currency around it?
The currency around it. Sorry, yeah, I meant that. Yeah. It's the currency around it.
That's right.
Many countries print paper money like it's confetti.
That's right.
So gold has always been a classic store of value. So that's kind of its history. Never been worth zero. All those things you see William Devane talk about.
Sure, sure.
But you have to remember, it still can go up and down, whether we make sense of it or not, right?
Right, right.
There's always got to be buyers, always got to be sellers. So the other day, we had a hot inflation report, maybe a little inflation coming or already here on the horizon, and gold shot up like a rocket, and it looks like it's trying to establish a new range. Well, once you're firmly in a range, I think an interesting play in gold is to start out with a butterfly. If you're, you know what you're doing with those. So let's take a look at a quick butterfly setup that one might do in gold. And let me see. Now I got to move this back over the other way. So we only have 7 days left in March, but you can still trade the front month gold, which is the April gold, against the April options, which have 39 days left today. And you can structure a flight as bullish, bearish, whatever you might think it you want it to be. So if we're here at 55, you could even put it at the money. Puts, calls, doesn't matter. I'm going to show you something kind of interesting to do off of this here in a moment. It's pretty advanced, but I'm throwing something out there for people who are a little more advanced today. So if we do 55, maybe let's just go down 40 points to 15 on the bottom, and maybe up 30 on the top to 85, something like that. And let's see what it looks like. It's all to your liking. How do you want the trade to look? Let's dial this down to a 1-2-1 so it's a little easier to understand. So This obviously is a little bit bullish the way it's structured with the daily line and how gold is currently trading. So you put on something like this, and obviously if it goes up, that's great for you, right? At least till you get to here, and then you could add another one. But if it goes down, then we need to do things, which is what I wanted to talk about also. If you have on a position like this in futures, since margin's a little different, you need to research that too, called span margin. And it's a little cheaper than Reg T margin. You're still on the hook for everything, make no mistake. And down here, really, this tells you what we're really up against. If I paid $1,450 for this, basically $1,000 in margin plus the debit, then that's the most I could ever lose. But they might not even margin to that. In fact, they won't, shouldn't, at the beginning. They add margin as you go if it goes against you. If it's working for you, they don't add it. Working against you, they start adding it, and they can add up to the full limit of what you could lose. Also, always remember in futures, they can change margin requirements overnight. They could say it's $3,000 a contract. Never mind, the market's too volatile. Let's make it $5,000 tomorrow morning. And they did that. I know with bonds back in 08, I think they went from $3,000 to $5,000 overnight. So keep that in mind. In volatile times, they can move the goalposts on you and just give you a notice in the afternoon and tell you that's how it is at midnight. So, you know, keep your stuff small so you don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
Let's suppose you have a trade on like this and, you know, it's getting bearish. It's starting to go against you. Well, one thing that you can always consider doing is cutting your deltas down. Let's say there's 7 and I wanted to cut them down. Well, how could I do that? If the price is going down, well, I could go out and find a call to sell, maybe around 7 or 10 deltas to sell. So if I go out and I look, you might even want to sell one that's more expensive. Depends on how bearish you want to be. Here's a 10 delta one. Now, if I sell that only one time, not 10, right? Watch out for those auto populations.
That's right.
Trouble. Now, let's go look at the risk profile. See how it flattens me out? And then you could keep that. You're short that call. Maybe you get on down here. Maybe you take the call off. Or maybe you roll the call down. So there's different ways. Basically, what I'm saying here is trading around a position. You establish a position like a fly, and then you can buy and sell calls and puts short, you know, against it to help your position if it's starting to go one way on you. Because I think a lot of times you'll get the sense that, hey, if I put this on, I think gold's bullish sometimes, so it's going to have some bad days. You know, what if you were in one yesterday and you were just neutral to bearish? You're going to have to start peddling, right? Adding other flies to the top, selling puts, all these things. One other thing you can do, even more advanced, is things like you could just go out here and you buy a couple of gold future, or buy one gold future. So let's suppose I bought one down here. Let me get rid of this one. So I buy one, and then what I might want to do is sell a couple calls against it. Now you can do that as close as you want, but let me show you. So if I buy this at 1356, and let's just say I go 10 points higher roughly to 65, and I sell, you only want to do like a 2-for-1, really. So if you buy one, sell two, look at this. What's that look like? That looks a lot like the butterfly we just had on, doesn't it? Yep. So that's just another way of, in the futures market, you can do these things relatively inexpensively. This costs you about $6,000. But the potential, you know, if you can look over here at this part of my screen while I have my mouse up here, is, well, if you held it till expiration, you could make several thousand bucks, or anywhere near expiration, you'd probably make a few $1,000 in this area. And once again, if it starts going against you, you can roll your calls up. You could sell puts down here. It's very dynamic and a lot of fun to trade things like gold and oil. I do something very similar to this in oil. Once you know what you're doing, get a skill level, paper trader, and understand it, understand your risk for sure, and be comfortable with those. This is a lot of fun to try to do, particularly in times when the equity market's kind of gone crazy. Now, gold had that nutty day yesterday, but it's not typical. Joined in to fund just, you know, a one-off event, that inflation. But anyway, I wanted to give you guys some ideas, things you can paper trade, test around, other ideas to think about while we're in a market now that's pretty hard to trade the SPX or other indices or even stocks. I mean, you've got in this market, you kind of have to figure out stocks you like and trade those that are behaving themselves. And that's what you've got other than you go out and find futures that are the same way. Now, it's important. Make sure you find futures that are optionable. Things like platinum and silver, no options. So that takes the fun out of that, doesn't it?
There's no palladium options out there, Mark?
No. There are the futures. And sometimes I trade those futures, but it definitely puts a crimp in your style when I can't work for or against myself using options.
Sure.
That's one thing I like about oil. There's plenty of options and they're very liquid. And gold, there are options. Silver, hopefully they'll have some soon, and platinum. But I think the problem is they're looking for more volume. I've talked to them about it. There's just not enough volume. They're worried about the volatility, you know, when you don't have enough buyers and sellers in a market.
Yeah.
Lend was something tough to trade. Like, I don't know, I haven't done it in a while, but cotton used to be like that. Huge moves because the liquidity wasn't as good as other things. At this point, Johnny, I'll take any questions anybody's got.
Yeah, if you got any questions, go ahead and plug them into the chat box there. Yeah, it is kind of a neat way to play around with another medium of the metals, for sure.
Right, there's 100 troy ounces there. If you're a guy like Johnny and you have 100 troy ounces in your possession,
yeah,
you can kind of hedge against it, you know.
That's right, exactly. Phil S. asks, how do you determine position size so it relates to the same risk per trade as SPX or Russell trades?
Well, I think what you have to do is look at the dollar value they're charging you. You know, before you ever, in your brokerage platform, it should tell you, it certainly does TD Ameritrade, what's this trade going to cost me beforehand? If you normally trade $7,000 or $8,000 on SPX in a trade, then dial in your gold or other futures position to that same risk level, or certainly less in the beginning. That's how I would do it. I do it by dollar value.
Excellent. And Ned says, Palladium has options, but it's just two guys trading with each other. Yeah, that's what's tougher with some of the metals. I mean, you know, there's actually quite a few. Niobium, there's quite a few, I guess, kind of precious metals, but doesn't mean that they're all popular.
No, and I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, platinum is more precious or rare than gold is, but it trades right now at a discount to gold. Most of platinum's life, it hasn't. It's traded above the price of gold. Some people like to play those things against each other also.
Exactly.
Or feel like platinum will go back up. Platinum fell out of favor. Some, when auto, believe it or not, a lot of platinum that goes into catalytic converters.
Yeah.
And it was getting expensive, so a lot of auto dealers were going to palladium, and now it's getting expensive, so they're saying or beginning to migrate back to platinum, so that could be bullish for platinum. So a lot of things that go on there, whereas gold, it has some industrial uses, but probably mainly is a hedge store value, of course, jewelry, that type of thing.
For sure. Well, awesome. Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate you sharing today. Thank you guys for joining us. If you do have any other questions, you can always send them over here, info@SheridanMentoring.com. Or if you'd like, you can always give us a shout here at 800-288-9341. We are happy to chat with you whenever you'd like. So thanks, guys. Appreciate you joining us. It's Thursday, so we will be back. We actually won't be back on Tuesday. I won't be here. I will be out of town. But we'll be back on Thursday of next week then for another fantastic installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.